Hey, everybody. It is Reverend Jody Susan Calhoun and my co-host, Fagla, who apparently didn't get on the... I need to change my title here because, you know, she is the co-host. She does run the show. If I don't ask the right question, she's the one, you know, go, hey, mom, you know. So, yes, mommy. So I'm so excited that we have Spencer Jones on here. We're going to talk about the power of a positive mindset and energy sovereignty. And I love the terminology. I mean, we all know about having a positive mindset. I'm sure he's going to talk about toxic positivity too. But energy sovereignty, right? Like that's was a new term for me. And he's brilliant. He's inspirational. And he's here today to serve you. So let me bring on Spencer Jones. How are you?
Hello. I'm fantastic. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for the beautiful words and intro. I really appreciate that. It's such an honor to be here with you and everybody. Thank you.
Well, you know, you're welcome. And thank you for being here. You know, what people don't understand is they think they have to be positive. And when they don't feel good, they're not allowed to feel their feelings. And this whole concept of energy sovereignty. She's already on the roll. She'll like tear at my necklaces. Mommy, I got something I gotta say.
Right.
Okay, so what do you gotta say here? She says, hi, Spencer.
Hello. I didn't say hello to your beautiful co-host. So hello. Great to see you. Gorgeous. Love it.
She says, thank you. Okay, you want me to ask a specific question right away. I hear you. Okay, she wants to know how you got started with this. You know, I know that you were, my people don't know all about you. I know some. Tell people about your journey and, you know, how you started in high school and all that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for asking. And so my journey's, I would say different than others, but maybe not. So for me, I started out as a middle school and high school choir director. I went to school for music. And really the whole lead up to that is, you know, during college, I gained weight, I lost weight, I was trying to figure out who I am and all of that stuff. And I was just following what I was told I thought I needed to do, right? And that was to go get the job and have insurance. So I went and I was a musician already. So I was going for music composition, changed it to music education, fell in love with teaching. Like I loved working with students and helping them express themselves and shine their light through music and having a stage and learning and growing. And so I started teaching and I was doing that for about 3-4 years. And I started to feel called to do something else. Well, in the meantime, I was again back on that gaining weight train and, you know, up and down yo-yo style. And I finally got sick and tired of the way that I looked and felt. And not only that, I was chasing one of my passions of kayak fishing. So I noticed as I'm kayaking, I'm not able to paddle out as far as I want to go, or it's harder for me to do that or put the kayak on top of my car. Well, with that and not feeling happy with the way I looked and felt, I said something needed to change. So I started to work out, and then that led me to meet some amazing people. It's like, you're good at this and you're energetic. You should coach people. I'm like, okay, why not? Right. And so then I started helping coach people with their fitness and health and learn more about it myself. Became fitness nutrition certified. And then the company that I was doing that with suggested personal development. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. Right. I've 7 years in college. I'm good. I have not any interest in any of this personal development stuff. So the company was nice. They were fine. Then friends were like, okay, no worries. But they just kept gently sharing it. So then I finally gave it a shot. And then I started to transform me, right? My mindset, my beliefs. I started noticing amazing changes right away when I started working. And my first book that I listened to, because I didn't even read it, was Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy.
Oh, I don't know the one by Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy.
It's really good. But to boil it down to its simplest version, it's basically do the task that you don't want to do, the one that's most daunting first. Eat that frog, get that done with first, and then other tasks will be easier and happen more quickly. Well, that was the first initial lesson, or I believe it was an initial lesson that I listened to on my commute to work. Implement it right away because I wanted to give it a fair shake and saw amazing changes. So it's like I felt relaxed. I felt relieved. And then I started doing all the things. And that just led me to get hooked into personal development and go, this is amazing. I need to keep doing this more and more and more and more. And that's what I've done and started implementing it in my life. So I promise this is all coming together. So,
well, no, but it's interesting about the eat that frog approach. I learned differently, which is the beauty, right? Mm-hmm. I heard knock a few easy wins, get yourself a few easy wins, knock them out of the park.
Nice.
To give you a feeling of completion.
That's smart. Yep. So you have that success and completion, and then you can go after the big one, which might be more daunting, take you longer. And then you have more successes at the end. Is that right?
Yeah. So, I mean, so the thing is, yours isn't wrong and neither is mine.
Right. It's what works for you.
Right. And that's, I'm like, that's cool.
That's what it's about. It's finding what works for you. And sometimes that means you're trying things that don't work for you to realize, oh, that might work for you, but it didn't work for me, or that might work for that person. And now it works for me. It's all a big experiment. And I mean, that's life as we go through, especially as we work on ourselves. Yes, there's strategies and styles and different things that have been proven to work with some people or a lot of people. It doesn't mean it's going to work for you, but there are strategies and approaches that do. It's like coaches. Some coaches work great with some people and not others. And that's okay. Find your tribe, find that vibe type mentality. And so it was a journey for me to do that. And going from teaching to now what I do, I experimented to try different things with fitness and then with mindset, because I learned about positive and abundant mindset, and you can intentionally have a good day as opposed to letting life determine, oh, today's a good day, I woke up on the right side of the bed, or it's going to be a crappy day because someone cut me off in traffic. I realized, oh.
Right, do you want to be the dog or the tail of the dog?
Exactly. Right. And that's,
it's interesting. No matter how much you think that you have learned that, I have found there's always more.
Always.
Right?
Always.
So my husband and I, you know, we're both quantum energy healers. And then he has a real job. but he and I are twin flames. And so I always feel like there's energetic, although they don't have power over us anymore. That there were dark energetic forces for a long time that were trying to circumvent how we were trying to help the world self-heal. And because it's not us healing them, right? It's providing the tools so they can self-heal. And so they would do things, whoever was the weakest link at the point in time, right?
Right.
Somebody's got balloons. I don't know where that's coming.
I don't know. Is that a peace sign thing that you did? Like, did he split in two? I get the thumbs up. Let me see. Does this work? Will it do it?
I don't know.
We'll figure it out. I'm curious now.
So the thing was, is that we really got it to a point where we're like, okay, this is not our energy, right? Having a lot of discernment. This is not our energy. Give it to God. And have sovereignty over your own body.
Yep.
And don't let them win.
Exactly. And that's really what energy sovereignty is. The intro said, like, I've never heard that before, but you're doing it already. It's just a different term for it, right? Is that
a term
that you have this energy, this beautiful light inside of you, and there's energy flowing in and there's energy flowing out. Well, master the energy flow in. Is it helping you? Is it toxic? Is it supporting or is it draining you or whatever? Same thing with energy going out. Is it helping you and shine your light and helping others? Is it draining you? Is it energy vampires? Whatever it is, just become aware of it. And then you can start tackling like you had to do. Okay, I recognize this isn't my energy. Now let's discern. Is it mine? Is it not? Is it something else? Do we want it around? Do we not want it around? And then you go about doing whatever you want to do, whether it's keeping it, changing it, getting rid of it, whatever. But you have to start with first having that awareness.
Well, and so how do you go about helping people develop some self-awareness about whether or not the energy that they're experiencing is their energy, mm-hmm. first of all, or not? I mean, because it could also be, hey, I've got a pain in my right ankle, but it's not your pain, right? I mean,
right.
How do you go about doing that?
Yeah. So it's interesting. And for me, a lot of times it's getting quiet and listening to yourself and tuning into who you are and your energy, your feeling, which takes quieting the mind, finding that inner peace, and being able just to tune in like, okay, does this seem like it's in alignment with my true energy, with who I am as a person?
Right.
And it can be tricky if you don't know who you are, right? For years and years, I was lost. I didn't know who I was. I kept trying to do things to fill this void. And I just built up all these walls and facades that I lost who I was. But when I finally discovered, oh, here's who I am. And from my rock bottom, I built up that foundation and the support to be like, oh, this is Spencer. Well, then I started to be able to discern a lot easier of going, oh, this person or this thing, this energy, this whatever is in alignment with me and this isn't. And so it first comes down to quieting your mind, listening, and without judgment, going, okay, what do I see? What's pouring into me or what's part of me or am I experiencing that belongs to me or doesn't belong to me? And if it does or if it doesn't, okay, what do we do with it, if anything? Right. So for me, it's the first part's being quiet and then just opening the awareness to what could this be?
Well, so you're in music and music really is an amazing gift and tool. Mm-hmm. So what do you want, honey? Hold on. Okay. I'm going to talk about it. Will you give me a minute? She wants to talk about the vibration and we're getting there. She's always in a rush.
Let's go.
You hear her laughing. She's like, go, mommy. I'm going to suck your finger. So music is an amazing tool. Whether you're strumming a song on a guitar, a piano, singing, a hum mm-hmm. can actually heal the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found people who are in that industry naturally more so than someone like myself can't excuse me. So let me tell you what happens when she gets a little ornery. Come here, honey. Come here. She's a good girl. And so we're gonna cup her, right? She likes being like cradled like when she was in the egg.
Oh, smart. There you go.
Yeah. So people in the music industry tend to be able to self-heal faster and have quiet their mind faster. And as evidence of like even people who probably shouldn't be alive, Mick Jagger, Elton John, right? I mean, these are people who did every single drug on the planet. And they're not only like, and I'm not advocating for drugs, people, so let me just say that. But turn their life around,
right?
And really had the gift of using music to help their body heal faster, you know?
I see what you're saying. And I agree that vibrations, everything's a vibration. Every single thing is a vibration, right? The coffee in the cup, the mug, my voice, the imagery, all of that, everything is vibration.
I just wrote the article on that for Florida Women's Magazine.
Nice. That's awesome. So everything's a vibration. So when, for musicians or people who love music and are tuned to it, you might be able to synchronize it faster. And for being a trained musician or in it a lot, maybe not classically trained like I am, but you're used to it and realizing, oh, this is in consonance, meaning that it works together, mm-hmm. or it's dissonant, right? It's that clashing sound.
Right.
So
I get to dissonance.
Right. Well, and sometimes we need dissonance in our lives, because that helps us find that resolution in our life, right? The pains and struggles in our life from that dissonance brings in that consonance, that joy, that love, that peace. And so I think musicians can be attuned to it maybe a little faster because we're used to that. And if we use that terminology, we're like, oh yeah, totally. Because for me, that like I give keynotes on it, then I give demonstrations like on a piano and singing and stuff. So people can recognize it and then feel it right away. Cause you feel the music in your heart, even if you're not performing it. So I think that they can do it faster. However, saying that, everybody can do it because everything's vibration. It's just opening.
Oh, I'm with you. Every single solitary person can do it. Yep. I just feel that musicians or singers, they have a tool, whether they're cognizant of it or not, they have a tool. Like, right. that I'd never, like, I sang in the shower.
A good place to sing. I like it.
Well, and it's hilarious because one of my closest friends here, okay, come on, it's okay. So you got this. She's had a lot of energy today. is a lead singer in a band called Band X here in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. And they're flown all over, you know, the country, cruises and everything to play in. Oh, goodness gracious. I just lost my train of thought. That doesn't happen to me very often.
It's a exciting energy around, but amazing how
I'll let you carry until I figure out what I was supposed to say.
Well, it's amazing how many musicians can do that, and so coming back into that vibration, that peace. If you find that peace, like there's no sound, it's just that empty space. Well, then those vibrations can start moving us in different ways, right? We've had music that moves us to tears, to joy, to anger, etc. So what are those healing vibrations for you? And then, I mean, there's frequency healing and tuning forks and all those different things that can do to help heal you on a vibration, on a cellular level, which is really, really interesting. But
well, you know, I have those devices here.
What was that?
I have those devices here.
I know you do, which is the reason I brought it up, because you know that stuff so well. But
well, yeah, I mean, so the BOD, which is a sound precision sound frequency device, puts a brain in a theta state, right? Mm-hmm. And it helps with reversing post-traumatic stress disorder or injury. That's a new term in Illinois they're trying to pass because it's not really a disorder. It's an injury to the brain.
Right.
And a disorder puts in a whole nother category, but we're not here to talk about legal jargon. Basically, if you've been traumatized, right. Oh, I'm sorry, you've lived like the last 3 years? Good, you've been traumatized.
Right. Everybody has trauma in their lives. It might look different than yours, and that's okay. But everyone's had adversity and trauma to different various degrees for them. And cool, let's work through it. But don't let my big thing is don't let experiences or events in your life become the adjectives that need to define you. Now you can learn from and grow from them so that they help you shine your light as bright as possible. But I struggle, at least, and maybe this is where I am in my journey currently, of where people use it as a label to identify themselves. Maybe that's what they need.
Oh, I wish you. Cool. So
let's keep.
I struggle with that too, because these labels keep you quashed.
Yes.
Well, as long as you choose to have it. So if you want to talk about a symptom, like I feel anger or I feel sadness or that scares me, I'm okay with that. But when we start labeling people, we actually, especially if I call it the Western Medical Club, okay? If the Western Medical Club labels someone, let's say like what they did for me, which is bipolar disorder, then they limit that person's ability to get medical insurance and life insurance.
Right.
So we really don't want labels, and we don't want to stand in those labels. And as we release traumas, I was coaching someone earlier today that you don't want to keep on bringing in the event into your field because you give it life again.
Right. And relive it over and over again, and that it re-triggers the same brain waves and brain pathways, reinforcing it, making them all stronger over and over again.
Exactly. And so, in my book, Emotional Healing, Toxic Free Living, which you're a contributing author to, which I'm very excited about. I just finished writing it Sunday. So now I get to go to, I'm going to go to all the contributing authors and start editing and like that. So in the book, you know, I'm very, very careful about my languaging because words are vibrations. Just vibrations in the air, and we don't want to give energy to that. Okay, so we're done with that. Okay, so, all right. So what she's playing with is this bubble, and it's a pulse electromagnetic frequency device that increases microcirculation, nutrient absorption, and gets rid of the electromagnetic frequencies that are in the in your field, so that you are not negatively impacted by it. And she thinks it's a like her egg. So.
a fun toy to play with, though, Mom.
So she's like, let me play.
It's interesting. Like, as you said, words are energy. I mean, as we said, everything's energy. And so while music can heal you and it can amplify along with other things and devices and technology, you can heal it too with even the thoughts you think. The thoughts you think are vibrations you're putting out there as well. They take physical ATP, your physical power, to actually create a thought that yeah. you're burning calories technically as you're thinking, not a ton, but you're still burning calories. So you're putting out
this my energy. Workout.
Yeah, like, I'm thinking really hard. It's a song. We're breaking a sweat here thinking. But it's interesting because I was like, okay, whatever, this woo-woo stuff from years ago when I was younger, I didn't realize. But then once I started digging in and understanding it and how the brain works, like, oh my God, everything's vibrations. So as we put out those vibrations of the thoughts we're thinking, the words we're saying, anything that amplifies it even more, the stuff we reread, the stuff we write, listen to, whatever, all of it affects the areas around us, affects the places we don't even see or recognize yet, and it affects us. So that's why we need to be really intentional about what we say, what we do, what we read, what we digest, right? What we allow into our energy, that energy sovereignty thing, what we allow in and what we allow out, because it could hurt us and hurt others.
Yeah. So let me do a yes and to that. Right. Okay. So that's why I chose my words very carefully in the book. I don't mention the big, you know, PH, right. Mm-hmm. I call it the Western Medical Club because I'm not willing to give energy to an entity, a person, an organization, to give them attention that they don't deserve. The more we put our attention on something that is not fueling love, fueling life, fueling a high vibration, we give energy to that, it empowers them.
Right.
And so we don't want to give our power away. So there's, because for those who are watching who don't know my story, I was over-medicated for nearly 2 decades, put on 50 drugs and at the same time, and by the Western medical community, and reversed all of it using plants and energy, right? Mm. And so the journey I am very grateful for, because had I not had the journey, I wouldn't be a stand. Like I could be a victim about it, right? Or not, and it's the or not. If I were to live, like, and I can talk about it, and I always talk about it at a high level, but if I were to live in it as a victim, what I'm going to do is attract more of that same energy, right?
100%.
And yes. And so if you're listening to this, because I'm being told that someone needs to hear this, that don't or choose to stop giving your power away and focusing on the things that hurt you. And I want to make a distinction. At some point, you're going to have to talk about it and heal it and release it. And that doesn't mean you're supposed to quash yourself and bury it down, because that's really harmful to your cells. You'll actually damage your own cells by not speaking your truth. But it's finding the healthy way to release this frequency, this memory, this cellular memory, that some of it's maybe from a past lifetime, maybe it's from this lifetime, but in either case, it's not yours to own, right? You have bigger plans, you have a bigger purpose, and you are meant for greatness. Because God did not bring us down here to suffer.
100%, right? To have these experiences to help other people learn and grow and shine as bright as they can. At least that's my belief. And to give a quick example of this, just to someone who might be struggling or like, okay, I get this. And I imagine almost everybody here that listens to understands that. But think about it. The example I gave when I had a bad day, a person cut me off in traffic going to my job, right? Or to the grocery store, whatever it is. Well, if I'm irritated by that, and then I keep, what do I share? Oh, this person cut me off in traffic to the grocery store clerk, and I just keep reliving it. And then I go home and I complain about it to my wife, or I go to work and then I complain about it there. I'm reliving this over and over again. I'm just building up this negative energy and giving that person event power and energy more than it needs to be. And who knows what was going on in their life? But if we could release it, recognize it, and sometimes we need to face it, bring it up to be like, okay, let's face it, let's work through it, let's learn and grow from it, and then release it, let it go. Well, then you're freeing yourself of that. Yes, you might have to bring it up and go through it, which is the healthy thing to do, but then release it so you're not repressing it, holding it down. But that doesn't mean rehashing out over and over and over again. And you mentioned like what the energy you live in is energy you attract, or something to that degree. And the way I like to think about it is life has an algorithm, kind of like social media does, right? Social media has this algorithm where if you hover over a picture for half a second longer than others, it goes, oh, you like this kind of content. The goal of social media is to keep you on the platform. So it's tracking what you're doing.
So the fact that I watch birds over and over and over again, and any other animal, a four-legged animal, I mean, I'm in.
Right. Like, I'm going to show you more of these because this seems to be what you're interested in. Now, a lot of people stop and read stuff that's negative, a lot of drama-filled stuff, different things like that make you stop. And you're like, my gosh, social media is so negative. Well, it can be, but it's also reading what you're focusing on. Well, life has the same algorithm or a similar algorithm of what are you focusing on? Are you focusing on the drama, the negative, the frustration, the anger, the person who cuts you off over and over again? Well, guess what? You're going to see more and more of that. It's not so much that life gives you more of that. You just become more and more aware of it. And it might bring you more of that negativity. But if instead, if you look at, okay, what are the good things? What are my gratitudes, the beautiful things in my life? How can I, the helper and the person helping, how can I help? Well, guess what? You're going to see more and more of that and get even more blessings in your life from focused on. So what algorithm or what are you focused on to help you have the best?
What algorithm are you bringing into the world?
Exactly.
So, and I want to do a yes and to that.
I love it.
So I was coaching someone the other day about driving, right? So the reason one person could become upset about someone cutting them off or not driving the way they have the expectation, I said, well, what about just losing the expectation, right? So I reframe what your thought is, reframe your expectation about what it's like when you're driving down the streets, because I will tell you, driving in Wisconsin or Illinois is completely different than Georgia. I'm going to tell you now, we have higher insurance because of it. So, you would not think that, but it is true.
I've driven in Georgia and Florida and some other places. It gets crazy.
Yes. It makes California look calm. So, so the reframe is, hey, you can choose your own reframe. I just expect people to do what people do. And I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to be surprised by it. I'm not going to be angry by it. I'm actually give them more space to do whatever they need to do.
Right. It's like, you do you. I'm just not going to take on your energy or the stuff that's happening. You do you. I'm good. And I'm just not going to let it do my best to not let it sink in and pull me down or any which way, unless it's a positive direction and I choose to. But
right. And so that's, she's walking on the desk. That's okay. She's really active. So what is it that you would like me to ask Spencer on your behalf? She wants you to talk about weight. She says, you said that you were losing weight, gaining weight, so it wasn't stable. She says, what was it that you uncovered about weight fluctuation that made a change for you?
So, well, thank you for asking. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I would say, well, for me, it was probably just not caring about my body and the stuff I was doing, right? I was young. I was late teens, early 20s, and mid-20s even at this point, where I was just trying to be who I thought the world needed me to be. And the ups and downs of it was like, okay, I'm not happy with the way I look. I want to feel better because that's what I thought society wanted me to do. And so then I started working out.
Oh, so you weren't living by your highest values.
Well, what I put my values in, right, of outside people or things. And that guided me for 30 plus years of my life. I would let my ego guide me for 30 plus years of trying to prove and show the world who I am, because I didn't feel worthy or enough inside. And so when I started working out, yes, it was initially to lose weight, to kayak farther and healthier and be better that way. But it was also, well, I wanted to look good, right? I wanted to look and feel good, not just for me, but so people could look at me, right? And I get that recognition. I could do these things, like at a physique competitions or whatever, just so I felt like I would get approval and fill that void and emptiness I felt inside. But I didn't realize any of that, that was the case until I hit my rock bottom. Because I let my ego build me up. Oh, I can do this. Life checked me a couple times. Nah, I got it, right? My ego just kept writing those checks. And then life kicked the pedestal off from underneath me. I hit my rock bottom.
What was the rock bottom, if you don't mind sharing?
Well, the rock bottom for me was life kicked the pedestal out of, I made some really, really stupid choices in my life, where I hurt people who I love deeply and care deeply about. And it just shattered me. And I lost the rock bottom for me was, I don't know who I am. I hated who I became, who I was. I lost because I built up all these walls, this armor to the world to prove who I am, right? All these facades that there was nothing left. That rock bottom obliterated them all. And I literally felt cold, alone, suicidal, exhausted, and didn't know where to go. And the interesting thing is I was already doing personal growth at that time, but I never let it really sink all that deep. And now at that point, and after seeing a therapist and working with them, realizing, okay, the concepts I was working on in personal growth were good, but now they weren't deep enough. So now let them take root and really start to rebuild, and let stuff get that firm foundation and strong roots to build up from there, to a point where I could not look at myself in the mirror and tell myself I love me for me, that I'm worthy or enough. I felt like I constantly had to prove myself and many other things. But after I started building that up, well, I continued to work out generally healthy, you know, eat healthy and work out, do those things, but the whole reason shifted. And that's just so I could be at my best and be able to do.
So it wasn't about having a certain physique. It was about how you felt inside in your heart and your soul. It sounds like.
It was trying to fill a void at first, right? Mm-hmm. To do something, fill that void, of what I thought of getting approval from other people, to now this is just an alignment with who I am and helping me be at my best, at the highest vibration possible.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. It's been a journey, but a good one that's brought me here to be able to help more people.
Yeah. You know, my defining moment for that was when my dad died. Mm. It was very interesting. I had started a new job, and this is actually in the book, at a bank, because I was in banking and finance and marketing for 40 years before I became a healer and more science-based, right? Mm-hmm. And so my mom had died 18 months prior. Okay, honey, I know. Come on, let's give you love. She's like, oh, I love that. So, and for those who don't get bird, that's okay. But you see, she kind of likes it, and she's got lipstick now. But and it's clean; it's vegan based, so don't worry. For those of you, it's all toxic free. So, my mom died, and then 18 months later, my dad died, and 18 days later, my sister's fiance died.
Oh wow!
Now, my dad died. I had just finished day 10 of training for this financial institution, and I haven't actually been in the bank yet. And they say to me, the manager, that I'm not allowed to go to the funeral because she didn't get to go to the funeral for her father. I'm like, I don't see the correlation, but thank you.
Right. Okay.
And so I just hung up the phone. I said, okay. Called up HR and I said, look, my dad died. And he had been in the hospital for the full 10 days. So this was, you know, I had 10 days to process right. What was happening. And I said, so I'm going to go to the funeral. And I said, you are fully permitted to fire me if you want to.
Nice.
And I said, it's your choice. This is my choice. You make your choice. So, and I said, and I'll be back in the bank on this day.
Nice. There you go.
And then, like I said, 18 days later, my sister's fiance died. And then they wanted me to show proof. That same woman wants me to show proof that, and I'm like, just look it up. You know, I'm going to Georgia to honor this man.
Right.
And Spirit came to me on my father's death and said, people tell you who they are. It's up to you to listen.
Mm.
Meaning they're like behaviors never lie, right? So you just have to choose, like we have cognitive dissonance and we can't believe what we're experiencing and we don't want to look at it or we don't want to feel, so we just make excuses. Oh, they don't really mean that. Yes, they do.
Right? Yes, they do.
They really do. And, you know, I think that's why a lot of people wear glasses, because energetically, we don't want to see what's in front of us. So I've been wearing mine since the second grade, right? So, you know, and you got to find humor in this, because if you don't, you know. But the point is that that was my wake-up call to, I am not with the, this is not my tribe.
Right?
Because there is no do-over for a funeral.
That's true. Right. You can't, get new people in the room. Can't do it.
Right. And, you know, and really we're not going for the person who died. We're going for the people who also lost the relationship to death. And so if we can't be there for them on that day, there are certain things you just don't miss.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so we have an opportunity. So I say this going back to living by your highest values. Right. And having the self-awareness that Spencer's talking about. Oh, she's getting naughty. We have an opportunity to really live life on purpose.
We have that choice.
Yeah, we do. And when you do, the universe, and you start saying no to things that don't resonate with you, I have one promise that I'll make for you. And I promise it, I promise it, I promise it. And it doesn't mean it's instant. It means it's usually a few days after. The universe, God, he'll open up another door.
Because
that's just how that works. Close the door, open the door. Close the door, that's how they work.
Very, very true. And I refused to look at people's energy for years, or I was oblivious to it, or turned a blind eye, whatever you want to call it. And my wife was very, Katie is very perceptive of that, much more than I was. And I still, when she told me, I still didn't listen all the time, which led to some interesting contentions. But now, after my rock bottom, I started listening to becoming more aware of people's energy and listening to that, feeling it, whatever you want to call it. And it's, I'm getting better and faster at recognizing it, what's in alignment, what's not. And being able to say yes to the right things, no to the wrong things, or people are like, hey, I'm going to love you. I love everybody, but some people I love from a distance, and that's okay.
Well, yes.
I need to protect my energy and my community's energy and just the space for them and myself so that we can be at our best. Not saying you're bad, you're just not for us, and that's okay, right? You find your vibe.
Can I do a yes and?
Of course.
Sorry. Improv training. And I would add to that right now.
Right. Right now. Maybe later on. You might. Right. Right? It's never a for sure thing because it could shift. I'm not the same Spencer I was 6 months ago, 6 years ago, whatever. I've killed a lot of versions of Spencer from the past because I've intentionally changed and chose who I wanted to be in the light I'm stepping into. And in 6 months, I'm going to be a different person. I'm hopefully going to keep some of the good things and all that energy to support as we continue to grow. But I don't know. Like, it's we're always changing and growing. So right now, the people around me fit in great. In 6 months and a year now, they might not. And that's okay. But we always learn and grow. Perfectly acceptable to allow people to be where they are 100%.
So Chris Fetchula is an amazing energy healer, medical intuitive. We often work together with people, and I see one part, she sees the other.
Cool. That's nice.
Yeah, it's really cool.
You find people who are like that, and then you could see the multiple sides of a person, a topic, or whatever it is, and yet still remain friends.
Well, right. But the thing is that what she and I have learned, and as well as my girlfriend, like Michelle Froge, is that not one person has the entire equation. And right. That's why you need multiple people to support you. You want to venture out and learn about Spencer, learn about Chris, learn about Michelle, learn about myself, learn, you know, Dr. Spencer, J.R. Hise, you know, all these beautiful souls that are supporting people in becoming the best version of themselves, right?
Yeah.
She's cool. I'm just going to say that. And like you, I've not met her in person. She's in Arizona, right?
Nice.
The gift of technology. So, you know, you have a couple of events coming up, and I want people to be able to connect with you and learn from you. And so there were, I asked you for that information, and so this is a virtual wellness retreat, April 5th through the 7th. Where Jones is, could you say that for me?
Yeah. So it's a virtual wellness retreat, and Jody's speaking there. So, I mean, come on, come join Reverend Jody and other amazing experts there sharing their knowledge and wisdom. We have people talk about sleep, emotions, energy, nutrition, what else? Churning negative memories into positive ones that can empower you instead of disempower you, and so much more. So the website is wearejonesandfour.com. So Jones and Four is our company. And so we are Jones and Four. So it's who we are. And so if you go there, you can just go to wearejonesandfour.com, go to events, and then you'll see all the stuff. We have the virtual wellness retreat coming up in a week and a half, which I mentioned that you're speaking at. We have a summit coming up in September in Chicago, where 150 amazing heart center leaders are coming together. But we also do smaller, more intimate retreats. Like, we have a meditation experience here in Wisconsin, where our headquarters is located. We'd have a Crush and Conquer that's all about courage. And we also do fun things and different excursions. We're going to London for a one-day energy recharge event where we focus on vanquishing energy vampires. We're going to the...
So you're going to London for 1 day?
Well, for a one-day event. Then we're spending a little extra time and seeing some friends there and hanging out.
Okay, because I'm like, that's an expensive retreat.
Right, it's expensive. But we're going there for 1 day for people in the UK. So if you're in the UK, come join us in London.
And I do have followers from the UK.
Come join us, right?
If you are vampires listening in from the UK, you know, check this out, right?
Come join us.
And
I'll go to the same website, wearejonesandfour.com. Click events, and then you'll see all that good stuff that we have.
So it's interesting. It's showing up that this did post to Facebook, although Facebook is saying that this did not connect. So we're only running. That's why we don't have as many people on here today. When we went live, we went live on LinkedIn and YouTube, and somehow Facebook dropped. Don't know why. We're on Instagram and Twitter as well, but then it'll be on every podcast channel after that. So,
yeah.
And then the other, let me just go back. So we've got the Energizer Summit. This is in Chicago.
Correct.
It's a breakthrough experience, September 12th through the 14th. Why don't you tell people about that?
Yeah. So thank you. It's a 3-day, 2-night experience where it's all about mindset, personal growth, breakthroughs. So we have about 10 experts coming in and pouring their knowledge and wisdom into you. But what's really cool is I'm really big at helping people step into their light, right? To step into their light and shine. And we do that more often. We have these breakthroughs, epiphanies when we have an experience. So for this event, we are putting you at the cusp of these breakthroughs by having you have a variety of experiences, not just hearing speakers, but the speakers have to offer an experience. So now, not only do you have 10 experiences from the speakers, you have the different and other ones we have planned throughout the 3 days. So now imagine you walk in day one, and when you walk out day three, you're a different person because you step into your life time and time and time and time again. And
because it's practice, Spencer.
Right. You're putting in the reps. You're testing it out and seeing if it works for you. And if it doesn't work for you, how you can tweak and adjust. But then you also have the community around you of our energizers. That's our community supporting you and pouring love and light into you, plus the expert guiding you and being there for you. And the cool part is all the experts are attendees. So they're not just there and gone. They're there and they stay. So now you can have conversations with them and network with them and really get to know. And that's a big thing with our communities. We're all about like, let's connect to support each other and be as best as we can together as a family.
And so I do feel, and I'm just going to say this because it's been a remiss situation for me where, you know, I met you at a time where I was writing my book. So I have not been able to engage as much. And I just finished the book. So I'm very excited. And then I have like 8 to 40 hours left of training on this vital machine. So it will come. I'm excited because for me, everything's about engagement, like everything. Like if you're not here to engage with people, then
you're missing out. You're missing on something huge. And that's no judgment, but you do you. But if you can engage, it makes such a big difference.
Yeah. And I also know that, and I've experienced this with other friends, and I was having guilt around it that like I had to check out on my peeps for a while in order to accomplish the task set forth by the universe, right? Like this, I knew it had to be done. And they had a timing, a divine timing attached to it. Plus I opened my offices in May. So there was just, I know that what's meant for me, and actually whoever's hearing this, y'all need to listen to this very carefully. Whatever's meant for you will never pass you by, right? So we don't want to have the FOMO effect, mean fear of missing out.
Right.
So do what you're called to do. Know that those people who are supposed to be in your life will be in your life. And they're not going to like, the people who are supposed to be in your life are not going to release you because you had to go do a thing that was important.
Right.
So, is there anything else on that or not? No. Okay. So yeah, Mike, making sure I get the entire message for people. But so I think, and I wanted to go to the summit. There's just no way, with what Andrew and I have on our plates right now. And so Spencer and I are going to talk about next year, 2020.
We're doing it every year. And the cool part is if it doesn't work out, it's not in alignment or in the cards for this year, or any of the stuff, right? Like I'd much rather have a person say no, it's just, this isn't quite the right time, but you know what? Let's see where it is next year. And so next year, it'll be September again and probably Chicago again. And then we can have some fun and have you there and hopefully have more people there as well.
I'm feeling like you need to come to Georgia when we do a joint one here.
That could be a lot of fun.
I'm actually really feeling that. We'll talk offline and we'll get timing on it, but I really feel there's something, Georgia is an amazing state. It is a state of healing because of all the minerals. We have a vast array of minerals in all these mountains. And and I'm thinking we're doing it in Blue Ridge.
It's a beautiful area.
Have you ever been there?
I've seen pictures of it. I'll say it that way.
So my husband and I went there for 10 days last year at the end of the year. And that's where I wrote most of the book.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So why would I say that? Well, because the energy is so clear.
Yep.
Right? There's little few interferences. So for me, I'll just go back there every day.
I love it. I love it.
So what do you want people to know about you that we've got 10 minutes left on the show, like 9 really, but the point is, what is it that you want people to know that I haven't asked?
I guess it would be It would be this, two things, I suppose. One is the very beginning, you mentioned toxic positivity. And I just want to be really clear, you know, my nickname's a Prince of Positivity, but I'm not about the toxic kind. And toxic kind to me is, hey, everything's sunshine, rainbows, and unicorns, you know, like, hooray, everything's great. And all you're doing is bearing the negative emotions, bearing the struggles, and just putting on that happy face over and over again. I get sometimes we need to do that to make it through, but then you need to face it, work through it, and release it. It's not putting, you know, putting things in a closet, closing the door, burying it under a rug. Work through it and face it, because life is filled with highs. Life is also filled with lows, those summits, those valleys in our life. So let's take those valleys, learn and grow from them, and see what the lessons are. Take the lessons with us, but then release the guilt, the shame, the anger, frustration, whatever, the negative gunk that's holding us down. Let's release that. Keep the lessons, because that's going to help us overcome other obstacles in the future and help us continue to step into our light and shine and impact other people's lights. So that positivity is beautiful, but don't let it be toxic, right? You can still create a positive, abundant mindset, and that's finding the good in the bad. And there's always some good in rough situations. You might not always be able to see it, but I promise you it's there. And then the last part I'll say is this, and it kind of comes from, it comes from my story of me struggling and not feeling like I was worthy and had to prove myself over and over again. And that's this. And I like saying this on every stage and platform I get a chance and opportunity to say it. And that is, you, Jody, and everybody here, you are amazing. You are worthy. You are enough just the way you are. You don't need to do anything, change anything, or prove anything to anyone. Because you are amazing, worthy, and enough.
I love that. And I got that. And actually, I'm going to, no surprise, do a yes and. So when at the big completion of my health journey, I lost almost 100 pounds. And it was like a size 8. And then I became a nutritionist. COVID came. And I gained weight. And the weight came from electromagnetic frequencies, like being overly exposed to EMF. Right. And I mean, I'm not like how I was. I mean, I'm not like, you know, a ball of inflammation. And so I had to process, because I always thought, I always had high self-esteem levels. Not always. So actually, that's not true. It's so ingrained in me to have high self-esteem, I don't remember the old stuff.
Nice.
I mean, because like I just retrained my brain. And so, but the point is that I'm like, well, how can you be a nutritionist and have weight? Well, you can.
Right.
And so when something happens for you, not to you, when something happens for you, like for me, it was gaining, I think I gained 50 pounds in 14 months because I was overexposed to the equivalent of 2,500 cell phones on my bedroom wall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, your bedroom is not supposed to have over 0.3 or 0.03 milligauss of RF, you know, radio frequency, electrosmog. When ours got to 99.4, the meter tapped out.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And so what I say is, yeah, I lost most of the weight again. It's not a big deal. It's a for you. I was here to teach people the impact that electromagnetic frequencies are having on your body, right? Your emotional well-being, your physical well-being, your endocrine system, your pineal gland, your thyroid, your pituitary gland. I'm here to show people, like, and you have a choice in the matter. You just don't know about it because you're not aware yet, and it's okay.
Yep.
Right? And so we are perfect the way that we are. Like, regardless if you're heavier or smaller. So love yourself where you're at. And then look at what the lesson is and stop looking at mistakes.
Yes.
Right? They're not mistakes. I take mistakes out of the, like, mistakes are not even an option.
it's just a lesson. That's stuff we get to learn and grow from. And if we can view it that way and work through it and allow ourselves to release that guilt and shame, I'm really good at guilt and shaming myself. I think a lot of us are. And once I could release that, it's a game changer, because then I'm free to keep in holding those lessons and really step into my light and shine as bright as I can, because otherwise that stuff's just holding me down.
Are you saying it's still happening for you?
Every now and then, like, I still catch myself, right? I'm not perfect.
One's perfect, right? Yeah, no, I get it. So I did a video.
I'm a thousand times better than I was before, but there's still moments I catch myself with guilt and shame or feeling in a funk where I see myself digging myself into that funk and I'm like, okay, why am I doing this? And
yeah, then you don't deserve that. I mean, because you are amazing. So you certainly don't deserve that. I created a video and it's not long. I think it's like 9 minutes and it has an adjoining article. Hmm. It's called How to Release Stuck Energy. And it's what I created. It's called the All Clear Protocol.
Okay.
And it's free for everybody to have. It's on my YouTube channel and it's on my blog, and I'll put it in here after the show. I'll post it. But you follow my process and it removes that frequency, that vibration from your field.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh yeah. It's cause yeah. And so the opportunity I want you all to understand is that it may not all go away on the first, because we have layers and layers of memories. So your body can only remove the amount of vibration or frequency that it's ready to release at that point in time.
Hmm.
Okay. So she says the trick is to catch it right away. Absolutely. We're all catching. I catch my shit. You catch. Actually, Chris, you catch my shit.
I love it.
She's like, Jody, now you don't want to do that. And I said, you're right. Okay.
Well, it's amazing. When I wasn't aware, or I was, you know, keeping that blind eye to it, I would just go down into that valley and just keep digging myself deeper and deeper. Maybe I recognized it, maybe I didn't. But now that I'm intentionally more aware and I've really worked at my awareness, that I can catch on a lot faster of like, oh, I see this is happening, or oh, this is now in my field, or oh, this is whatever. And then once I catch it from that get go, I can go, okay, now let's turn it around. So it's a heck of a lot less work than it was before. And it's faster now generally than what it used to be.
All day. I hear you. So this is, I'll do a quick share screen. I did pick it up while you were speaking. So that's the article. And at the bottom, you've got the link to the video. So you can learn how. Used to teach this for a fee, but Spirit said, Jody, you got a lot more to teach. Just give this one away so we can help people self-heal. So, and that is in the thread there for everybody to have. And can I get to your website just so I can show people where to find you?
Yeah. I'll just type it.
And I'm going to reduce that.
There you go. See if that works.
Thank you. Oh, there we go. So let's just get on that real quick before we end. I know it's 4:00. I hope you give me one more second here.
No worries.
Okay.
My Create and Crush Goal group can wait another minute or two before I hop on their weekly call to see how they're rocking.
Okay. And then so what I'm doing is I'm bringing it up. I put the link in so everybody can see it. And then I'm going to access it. And then what I want to do is let me stop the screen share and bring in the new screen share so that people can know what they're looking at. Here we go.
On website, shout out to Javier Santana and High Ground Creative Team for creating this for us.
Yeah. And by the way, I saw this and I absolutely love this picture of you. Like, you are on fire in all the best ways.
Thank you. I love that one. It's a good one.
So we are over time. So I would just want to say thank you very much for being here, for being the light that you are, for leading the path. And I so much look forward to sharing on your event on April 6th it is. Yep. And let me just go back to that again.
I'm looking for you for the virtual wellness retreat.
April. The virtual wellness retreat. Yep. I got too much in my head.
No, so,
yeah. So thank you. And God bless.
Right back at you. And to everyone, thank you for being you. Keep shining your beautiful lights. And remember, you are amazing, worthy, and enough. I appreciate you, Jody. Thank you.
Likewise. Bye-bye.